Over continuing objections from several members of the community, the Tampa City Council today gave final approval for a brew pub owned by entrepreneur Joe Redner. Redner's microbrewery will open the same building that he manages his businesses in West Tampa. He says his intention is to have beer tastings every Friday night from 6 to 10 p.m. and to sell packaged beer to go throughout the week. But several members of the predominantly black neighborhood continue to urge the council not to grant Redner a wet zoning. Wilson Robinson Jr. is the president of the Carver City and Lincoln Gardens Homeowners Association. He invoked the children in criticizing alcohol sales and consumption in the area.
We teach our young people not to drink, not to smoke, not to use substance abuse, but yet we expect for our children to be okay with this and leave with a good, positive image. We feel that this establishment being approved for wet zoning is not a good thing for our neighborhood and to see our children be exposed to this.
Marcus Harvey is also with the local homeowners association. He presented a petition signed by neighbors against the brew pub and said the neighborhood didn't believe any of the council when they spoke of compromise.
Neighborhood compromise from 64 to 93 to allow the temporary county jail to be there, which was there for 30 years. Neighborhood opposed Stadium Bennigan's for traffic and parking concerns. And as Councilman Miranda stated, Target and Home Depot were opposed by the neighborhood for traffic concerns, none of which were enforced. And we don't see how this one is going to be enforced.
Local resident Estelle Brown says she's 80 years old and against the brew pub.
There will be more congestion of different attitudes, where lots of us women who live alone and alcohol brings on a different mindset. How are we going to sleep at night knowing this is in the neighborhood?
But as Councilman John Dingfelder indicated, selling alcohol at Redner's Spruce Street facility is already allowed under the current industrial zoning, and this will only happen 4 times a month.
I think it's much different than a bar. If it was a bar, I would vote no, no, no for your neighborhood. But this is a different use, and like I said, I can support it on a limited basis for 1 year and see how it goes.
Councilman Linda Salcena sympathized with the neighborhood, but said it was only fair and legal to allow Renner to go ahead with this business for at least a year.
A conditional means that you and the police and we will have a sense of how this goes. It isn't for liquor, it's for beer and wine, and it's conditionally for a year, 4 nights a month from 6 to 10. I think that's a very modest request, and I'm going to support it, but with an eye toward being very critical when they come back in a year to see if they have truly done what they have requested.
Councilwoman Gwen Miller expressed disappointment with her colleagues for not rejecting Redner, a man who ran against her in a runoff city council election a year ago.
And I'm asking you, do not put this in that neighborhood. They are asking for your help, and we usually give help to the neighborhood when they ask for it, and we got these people asking for it.
Redner told the council that he would also be conducting tours of his microbrewery as well, which would include beer produced at the facility to be purchased.
There would be a package sale in a gift shop where they couldn't drink there. They can take it and go. If they came for a tour and they were walking through the brewery and they decided they wanted to take some beer with them, they would be able to take it with them.